Good morning, Lake Zurich Middle School North and South. This is Louis Berganzi from the University of Illinois, and it's nice to see you here this morning and look forward to your playing these great pieces. Before you even play a note, the audience knows that it's probably going to sound pretty good because of the way you're sitting, so nice and tall and strong, and it's clear that you know what to do. Okay, these repeated dumbos, when you hear the recording, they're just sometimes a tiny bit not together, because you're starting the dumbo from midair, sort of you're all holding your bow above the string and starting. And what would help in this kind of passage is to put your bow on the string during the rest, and then you start together. Maybe we'll have time at the clinic to fix that, but if we don't, that's all I need to do. It's just a little... Measure 34, the up bow in parentheses means to change your bow, but not where the up bow mark is. So it shouldn't be on the downbeat, it should be somewhere in there. And it's just really, it seems weird because visually they print it in that place, but then the parentheses mean not that place. It's sort of like a stop sign that says go. It's like they should just print the up bow somewhere besides the downbeat, right? Good, Charles and basses, that E and F natural. There's something about the intonation when things are down that low, the intonation has to be really accurate, otherwise it just sounds like a thump. Now, having said that, in this piece with creatures, if it's a little bit out of tune, it really kind of adds to the effect. So it's okay, but we should also be able to play it exactly in tune. Within your section and then across the cello and bass section, so it's really crystal clear and not kind of blurry. It's nice to see some people switching parts. It's always a great thing to do with orchestra. You get to have more variety and different challenges. And if you want to be challenged, you should ask Mr. Broach or Mr. Palomchuk to put you in the back, far away from the conductor, for a couple of pieces, because that's where it's most difficult and you learn the most. So if you think you're one of the more advanced players, challenge yourself by going further away from the conductor. Farther away from the conductor. It'll help you really listen to the orchestra and you'll hear it in a whole new way. But that's just a side point, just FYI, as they say, for your information, if you want to be challenged, and try to sit somewhere else in the back. This is a beautiful piece, too. Nice full bows.